We don't hear much these days about the hostages held in the jungle by Colombia's FARC guerrillas. Last year, several high-profile hostages were freed in a spectacular commando rescue operation. The liberation of politician Ingrid Betancourt and the American military contractors made headlines worldwide. Now, at least 23 hostages are still being held by the Marxist rebels. Their families worry that the world has forgotten about them. One prisoner is Colombian Army soldier Pablo Emilio Moncayo. His father is trying to raise awareness by walking across the country with a large wooden cross on his shoulders. From Granada, Colombia, John Otis has the story.
Buenas. ¿Cómo va?
With 5 miles already under his belt, Gustavo Moncayo stops on the side of the road to greet well-wishers who offer the high school teacher bottles of soda and blocks of cheese to give him energy. He'll need it. Moncayo is on his way to Bogotá, and the final 30 miles are all uphill. Moncayo is protesting the Colombian government's refusal to negotiate with the rebels who captured his son during a 1997 firefight. For years, guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, have tried to exchange their hostages for rebels held in Colombian prisons.
En marzo del año pasado, el país conoció nuevas imágenes de Moncayo. Su familia recibió de manos de la senadora Piedad Córdoba este video.
Colombian TV has broadcast several proof-of-life videos of Corporal Moncayo that were released by the guerrillas as a way to put more pressure on the government of President Álvaro Uribe to cut a deal.
La Cabrera. A mis hermanas hago nuevamente un llamado a todos los colombianos.
In this June 2007 video, Corporal Moncayo greets his family and calls on the government to make peace with the guerrillas. But President Uribe, whose father was killed in a botched kidnapping attempt by the FARC, has refused to be blackmailed. Since last year's rescue operation, which freed Betancourt and the three American contractors, the guerrilla group has unilaterally freed some of its prisoners. But Corporal Moncayo's release has been delayed. That's because each jungle handover has resulted in TV coverage and a publicity bonanza for the guerrillas. The Uribe government is now insisting that the guerrillas release Moncayo and the remaining hostages all at once. The FARC has refused. Amid the stalemate, Gustavo Moncayo is carrying a homemade bamboo cross to Bogotá, where he plans to symbolically crucify himself in front of the presidential palace. He says he's tired of excuses.
Pero ya van pasando 6 meses, y cuánto tiempo más tendremos que esperar ahora?
How much longer do we have to wait? We waited 11 and a half years for the guerrillas to agree to free my son. And we have been waiting another 6 months for the government to cooperate. It's the most unjust thing in the world.
This isn't the first time Moncayo has hit the road. He's logged more than 1,600 miles in protest walks, including a 2-month trek from Bogota to Caracas, where he pleaded with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who openly admires the FARC, to lobby for his son's freedom. Wearing sturdy running shoes, Moncayo walks about 15 miles a day. Along the way, he recites poetry, answers his cell phone, and admires the Colombian countryside. But he takes frequent breaks because his bamboo cross, which is held together with masking tape and rubber bands, digs into his shoulders. Despite Moncayo's efforts, most Colombians support President Uribe and his refusal to give in to the guerrillas. Over the past 7 years, his law and order policies have weakened the FARC and led to a steep drop in kidnappings. Improved security has boosted Uribe's popularity and fueled the effort to change the constitution to allow Uribe to serve a third term. Moncayo's critics, in turn, wonder why he focuses his wrath on the government while refusing to condemn the guerrillas. Still, his marches have become crusades for long-suffering relatives of the remaining hostages. Some have joined Moncayo on his marches, which cause traffic jams. Many motorists honk their horns in support, and people line up on the side of the highway to catch a glimpse of Moncayo and his cross. This woman says that, as a mother, she feels Moncayo's pain, but she laments the fact that his marches seem to have made no difference. They have, however, turned Moncayo into a celebrity at home. He's addressed audiences in the United States and Europe about Colombia's hostage crisis. And Moncayo insists that he'll keep on walking until the government and the guerrillas reach a deal to free his son. For The World, I'm John Otis, Granada, Colombia.